Let's pray. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open today, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may worthily magnify you and perfectly love you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can be seated. Good afternoon. Just want to welcome you again. So glad to worship with all of you today. My name is Dean Behrens, and I'm one of the pastors here. And I want to just look for a few minutes at that story that was just read for us, that story of Mary and Martha, the story of two sisters in the presence of Jesus, one sitting at his feet, waiting on his every word, and the other in the kitchen, hosting him busily. One of my Martha-like friends, when I told her that I was going to be preaching on this text, told me, "Dean, will you take it easy on Martha, please? You know, Martha gets a bad rap. She gets painted in a bad light, and so that's what I intend to do today, is to hopefully sympathize with Martha. I want to look at two things that kept Martha away from the feet of Jesus that day. I think they're very applicable to us, and I hope that they're a good word for us as we begin this season of Lent. So the first thing that I think kept Martha away from the feet of Jesus that day was something that doesn't get talked a lot about regarding this text. It's something that we Westerners don't see, but it is blaring at us. And that is the scandalous nature of Jesus' interaction with these two women. You see, the fact that Jesus allowed Mary to sit at his feet and listen to him broke every cultural, social, and religious rule of the day. The main room of the house was reserved for men only in those days. The women were to stay in the kind of peripheral rooms, rooms like the kitchen. But that day, Jesus and Mary sat there in the living room together. It was socially unacceptable, totally a faux pas. The only place where men and women could be together like that was outside or in the married bedroom. But here Mary was, sitting at Jesus' feet in the main room of the house. Additionally, for Mary to sit at Jesus' feet, you know, she wasn't just sitting at any man's feet, she was sitting at a rabbi's feet. And that was a place reserved only for a rabbi's students or his disciples. Again, a role only permitted for men. You know, in those days, there was no kind of learning just for learning's sake. You know, the reason why a disciple would sit at the feet of a rabbi was to absorb all of that information so that then they could go teach that information to other people. Again, not allowed for someone like Mary. Mary and Martha did not belong at the feet of Jesus that day. Yet here we find Mary at Jesus' feet, Jesus allowing her to sit and listen to him. And not only that, I read into this text an implicit invitation for Martha to come do the same. Martha, come out of the kitchen. Take your place here with me. This is where you belong, Martha. You know, Martha's objections were for what she thought was right. Jesus, send her back to the kitchen with me. We don't belong with you. We are disqualified from being with you in this way. She thought that the best thing that Jesus could do would be to send her sister back to the kitchen. But Jesus gave her something far better. He instead invited her out of the kitchen to be with him. Only one thing is needed, Martha. This, I think, is what today, Ash Wednesday, is about. It's about realizing how totally undeserving we are of Jesus' care and attention. We all belong in the kitchen, or worse. but instead Jesus invites us to his feet. I think many of us feel unworthy. We might not say it quite that way, but our brokenness, our sin, our realizing how messed up we all are keeps us at a distance from Jesus. It keeps us in the kitchen. Surely God doesn't offer that kind of intimacy and nearness to ordinary people like us, does he? Jesus is telling us that we belong with him at his feet. Today we remember and meditate on the reality that we are but dust, and to dust we will return. We are unworthy, but still he invites us to be with him. We come to him humbly in recognition of our own brokenness. We do not deserve him. By the way, in the season of Lent, we're going to be looking at stories for the next 5 Sundays exactly like this story. Other stories of Jesus crossing cultural, social, and religious boundaries to share a table, to share a meal, to interact with the marginalized, people on the fringes of society, the truly broken of his day. And I think that as we get into all those stories, just like with this story, I think we'll find that we see ourselves in the people around the table, the sinners that Jesus shares meals with, and we'll also find ourselves wanting to draw other people to the same table. The first reason, as I said, that we stay away is because we are totally undeserving. The second thing, though, that keeps us at arm's length from Jesus are our distractions. Our distractions. Passage tells us that Martha was distracted by much serving, and later Jesus says that she is anxious and troubled about many things. See, what is keeping Martha away from Jesus is her anxiety and trouble. The word there means that she is overburdened. And I suspect that Martha's burdens transcend the fact that there were many dishes to be washed that day. I see Martha less like a type A busybody who is just trying to set the table, and more like a person who is a victim of her own care for others that spirals in an attempt to control things for the good. What I mean by that is I think her intentions are good. You know, Martha isn't choosing watching basketball over doing her devotions. She is haunted by a desire to control the things in her life, eager to bring wholeness to the trouble that she faces in her life. She is deeply troubled, the passage says, and copes with that anxiety by trying to control life, to steer things in the right direction for herself and for the people around her. Do you ever feel like that? Like the burdens of life, the anxiety and trouble that we face are just too much to bear, and our only way of trying to deal with them are to just keep the plates spinning? Jesus doesn't say, Martha, you chose the bad thing, and Mary chose the good thing. You know, maybe Martha wasn't choosing sin in the way that we classically think of sin over righteousness. She was choosing managing her own anxiety over bringing it to the feet of Jesus. You know, Jesus doesn't scold her for carrying these burdens. He invites her to share them with him. He's inviting her to bring her anxiety and trouble to his feet. Bring it into the living room, out of the kitchen, and to him. Come experience his wholeness, his life-giving words, his love. He offers the keys to deep peace and wisdom and to eternal life. You know, I think if Martha had come out of the kitchen that day and sat at the feet of Jesus, which, by the way, we don't know. Maybe she did. The passage doesn't tell us. Then he wouldn't have lectured her about her busyness. He would have offered instead to help bear her burdens. This, again, is what Lent is about. Are you distracted by the anxiety and troubles of your life? Then take this season to stop spinning plates and bring those things directly to the feet of Jesus. Let this season for you be marked by an increased awareness and intimacy with Jesus. We are undeserving and overburdened, and it keeps us at arm's length from Him. But Jesus has made Himself available to us. He has come into our house, if you will, and He is inviting each of us to His feet to share our burdens with the only one that can do anything about them, who can bear the weight of our heaviest burdens, the burdens that weigh on our hearts. I hope that this Lent you will sit at the feet of Jesus. Why? Well, the very last line of the story says this: Mary has chosen the better thing, and it will not be taken away from her. Will not be taken away from her. And I don't think that what Jesus means here is that, Martha, you can't mess this up for Mary. Like, you can't take this away from her. I won't let you. I think what Jesus is saying is that the thing that Mary has chosen, the intimacy with Him, the spiritual nourishment that He offers, has an eternal permanence that transcends the care of the world, the trouble and anxiety that we all face. It cannot be taken away from her. It can't. It will last. It will sustain. To be with Jesus, to sit at His feet, is to experience the stream of life that quenches our thirst forever. As John 4 tells us, it's not just a drink of water. It becomes a spring within us, welling up to eternal life. The nearness that Jesus offers is lasting. It's eternal and can sustain you through your brokenness and the burdens of this life. Amen? Will you please stand and turn in your bulletins to page 5.